This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've been talking about a lot of things this morning. One is just a terrible, horrendous murder of this young lady on a train in Charlotte. Now, this happened like a month ago, and very few news media really picked up on it. But the important thing is here, you've got grotesque video, and I say it's important because maybe we can learn something from that. And joining us right now, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Good, Bob. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Hey, first of all, I got to ask you, what's up with all these blue T-shirts? I support Sheriff Bobby Schultz, and I miss an election. What's going on?
No election. All the cool kids are wearing them, evidently. I had some requests to have some. I had some during my election this last cycle. I didn't have an election. And people asked me for some. They continue to ask for it. I said, "Hey, why not? On my dime, it's good for me. It's good for the community, and it just shows support for your local law enforcement and your local sheriff."
Okay. Well, I'm a large. Greg. Greg's a large too, or extra large.
I haven't been to the gym yet. Today,
I'm not judging the size of your arms, Greg. Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Usually medium.
He wears a medium.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just a wisp of a guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so, Sheriff, back to business. This young lady that was murdered, I'm sure you've seen the video on that. Greg and I were talking about situational awareness. We touched on a few points. Anything that we missed or any areas you want to kind of expand into?
No, I think you were spot on. I know you're into martial arts. I know Greg has law enforcement training in the past, and the issue is none of us are insulated from this. I remember growing up, and this isn't an issue probably that's just jumped on us. I remember being very little, and my mom, when we go to a restaurant or we go somewhere, would always refer to, "Hey, you never sit in the Jesse James seat." And that's always stuck with me, and I remember talking to her about it. And in law enforcement, you'll notice a lot of law enforcement use that same practice. But you said it very eloquently, and it doesn't matter how much martial arts training you've had. It doesn't matter how much training you've had. If you put yourself in a bad position, knowingly or unknowingly, bad things can happen. It's really about applying common sense. And you said it. A lot of people like, "Well, I probably shouldn't act this way because it might offend somebody." No. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't sit there. You don't go there. You don't go drive near there. It's your obligation is to protect yourself and your family. And you do that in any means necessary. If it means not sitting in a certain spot, don't do it. If it means standing up in a subway so you can see the whole area, you do it. I do it all the time. I get a little weird feeling. I'll stand up. If somebody offers you a seat, "No, thank you. My back hurts. I'm standing up." That's what you do. It's a shame. that we have to do that.
Yep.
But and it really, I go up raising my kids, and we'd have these conversations. We'd go to a movie. There are certain places in a movie theater you will not catch me, and now I hope that my kids' families don't sit. It's all about just being prepared, having tough conversations, and then applying that in certain situations. If you're in a restaurant, hey, where's the exits? If something happened. And I've been on some classes. I'm not an expert. I'm not a very in-depth person, but I have real conversations. And some parents are like, oh, I don't know if my child is prepared for those conversations. Watch Netflix. I see the movies everybody's watching. I see the ABC, CBS, NBC movies. They're seeing worse on video games than any conversation that you can have.
Hmm.
Get them trained up now. You get them trained up now, talk about the problems, the situations, and have a plan.
Trust your gut. Eliminate the element of surprise to the best of your ability. And when I saw her sitting on that train, her back completely, turned to anybody behind her,
yep.
And then her face was buried in her smartphone, like so many people are guilty of, minding your own business,
mm-hmm.
But not really aware, not really paying attention to other than what's on her phone. And I get it, you're on some boring ride and you need to get to your stop and you want to pass the time, but the time for her to really make a good judgment call would have been when she first entered the train to look for a spot. There was a spot in the back where her back would be to the wall, and she could have sat there.
Yeah. Bob, just think about all the times that we're walking through a parking lot and you see these people on their phones not paying attention, and you nearly run them over because they're distracted, they're talking to their buddies or whatever. It's just paying attention. Just pay attention to what's around you. And like you've been in martial arts nearly all your life. And yeah, if somebody faces you head on, you probably have a better chance than the normal person of being able to fend it off. You got your back turned to somebody and they're wielding a knife. It's
or a frying pan.
Or a fish. I don't know if anybody in your audience ever been punched in the back of the head. That hurts. And so it's just really putting yourself in the best position possible. And call it paranoia, call it whatever you want. I call it survival in today's world.
Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, we've gone through this basically together, talking about, defund the police and how there's this feeling of negativity, especially through the lefty media and all that. It pervaded America, and we saw all the terrible results of it. But now we've got a different president. It feels like the mindset has definitely changed. It keeps changing, although there's still some that would rather have crime than the National Guard helping. But from your perspective, where you're at, you're trying to attract, train up, and keep law enforcement officers. What's your take on the kind of the general feeling that people have, like the level of respect for law enforcement feels like it's coming back? What are your thoughts?
Luckily, in my county, Gilchrist County, and I people think it's all political talk, is as a whole, they really respect law enforcement and they understand our roles. And certainly since when Biden was president, there was a lull. It was like using the pits of despair. President Trump has brought back, some focus on law enforcement. It's not cool to beat up police officers. It's not cool to do certain things. And our governor has helped with that tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I think people are looking at this like it's a respected profession in all aspects of a sheriff's office. You have communications, you have corrections, and you have the law enforcement arm as well as the support staff. But a lot of them are looking at it going, the deck is really getting stacked against them on a lot of fronts. Some of this stuff that the legislation that gets proposed, in the wrong situation with the wrong leadership, you're literally one legislative session from having a complete meltdown in your state. And we're lucky in Florida. I think that lucky shot will be years away from here. But even some of our best guided folks, conservative folks, or sometimes can get very misguided and say, well, that's gone too far and we need to reel this back. You've got to be really, really careful. But the people in general, we're seeing I don't see a very big uptick of people saying, hey, I want to be a police officer. I want to come to work for a sheriff's office. I think a lot of them are sitting back and parents are talking to their children as they're growing up saying, it's a noble profession, but really think about this, because what other profession can you go to work, get shot at, get sued personally and professionally, have to make a split decision that a lot of people get the Monday morning quarterback, slow it down on their TV and say, hey, you know, this, he could have done this or she could have done that. Yeah, it's tough. And a lot of people don't want to, it's like politics. A lot of people don't want to expose themselves to it. And that's why I call it a calling, is if you have this burning desire to serve, I think a noble profession is law enforcement. Do your homework. Don't have no misconceptions. It's tough, but it's rewarding, but it's tough.
Well, I see that recruiting for the military, those numbers have really turned around, and it looks like, you know, President Trump, the leadership, DOD and all that down the line has improved greatly. I hope we see the same thing with law enforcement as well. We know we do in your county. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, always a pleasure, my friend.
Pleasure's all mine. And Bob, thank you very much for all that you do. I've been a fan for a number of years, and thank you for giving an old country sheriff an opportunity to speak to everybody who will listen. Thank you very much.
Well, remember, I still get to drive that Ford Fairlane cop car from 1972 around.
We will put that bubble gum light on top of it. We'll roll.
I love
visual.
It.
It's a visual.
See? How can you not love a sheriff like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
My goodness, no, always a pleasure.
One of the good ones.
We got a ton of stuff we're still going to get to, a lot of headlines, your big stories of the day. It's all coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
8:23. The clock says.
Mm-hmm.
Do young people know how to read like a real clock?
No better than they can read cursive.
With hands and feet on it?
Nah.
Oh, wait, it's not really. They're really not called feet, are they?
No, they're hands.
I kind of made that up.
Yeah.
Didn't we play a little game in school, like elementary? What time is it, Mr. Clock? And we'd have to run. It was like a running game. Do you remember that?
I didn't do that, no. Anything involving running,
Mr. Clock? It just seems like it resonates with me.
No. Yeah, but you're in Michigan. You know, you probably did weird stuff up there.
You had to be able to run fast and tell time, or you just... You were going to be a week one eliminated from the pack, I tell you.
And so they came up with a game that involved both at the same time.
And that's how I survived.
Wow. And then moved to Florida, fortunately.
I mentioned a time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Where are the hands?
You got to say it like, yes.
You don't have to.
But yes,
you like to just because you know it irritates me.
Dimply. Okay, I'm going to say something that makes you happy.
Oh, please do. What you got?
Elvis.
Thank you very much.
All I have to do is say Elvis, and Greg gets all happy.
I do.
It's like a puppy, his tail starts wagging.
He's the best.
I'm getting a snack. I'm getting an Elvis snack.
Yep.
He was on Elvis Presley show. How many years ago is this going back? 56.
You mean Ed Sullivan.
What did I say?
Elvis Presley.
Oh.
But Elvis Presley was on Ed Sullivan. That's true.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah. And... September 9th, 1956.
See, my mom graduated high school in 56, and she was in Corinth, Mississippi, which was about 50 miles from Memphis. So, you know, based on that era of her being, you know, basically exposed to Elvis, my family grew up, again, coming from the South, you know, we were all Elvis fans growing up. So that's why it's probably
From the South, when you mentioned that your mother graduated from high school, that alone, I was like, wow. She must have been lonely in that senior class. Yeah. Just kidding around, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all. But yeah, Elvis. Wow. 60 million viewers. Okay. Now you have to think about it. In the 50s.
Who had a TV?
There was only so many
TVs.
So you think about all the TVs that are on everywhere in America.
Oh, my goodness.
82% of them. We're watching that show. 82%.
The sad part is when you think about it, we always remember, yes, he died young. He was only 42. But think about it. He kind of came on the forefront, you know, 54, 55, basically had barely over a 20-year career because he was gone in 77.
Yeah.
At age 42. That is really sad when you think about it that way.
Yeah, and it seems like, well, you know what part of it is? When we were born, it's like, well, we already missed out on a bunch of his career.
Because when we were kids, the movies were out. He wasn't touring until after the 68 comeback thing.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
He made a lot of movies, and I don't think I realized him. You probably brought it up. Just like, I don't know, you didn't give me a number maybe, but he really made a lot of movies.
I think 33.
You see?
I think.
And if you would have asked me a couple of years ago, I said, maybe 5 or 6. Like, Blue Hawaii or whatever, that seems to come to mind, you know. But other than that, it's because somehow we missed that genre.
This says at least 31, so I was close, something like that. I knew
how many do you think you've seen?
A lot of them, but maybe not in entirety, because, again, that was younger Elvis. So for me, but just because of age at the time, really my favorite Elvis, if you would, was kind of from the 68 comeback concert that he did on the network until he passed away. So really early 70s, so 72, 73, 74, to me that's like my favorite Elvis. The Hawaii concert in 73 was amazing.
Now, this was also kind of the era in the genre where him and Evel Knievel would just switch outfits. You didn't know who was who.
Once you hit the 70s,
remember that?
Everybody was in white bell bottoms.
Yeah.
And then they all tried to have a bigger belt buckle than Elvis did. So, yeah. Yeah.
And that was even before, like, rodeo guys had belt buckles.
Oh, I think.
Well, maybe not.
They've always had
might be wrong about
they've
that.
Always had some big old belt buckles. So, yeah. So that was 56, did you say? 1956?
Yeah.
Wow.
On this day.
Yeah.
On this day.
That's cool. That was some television.
But, you know, and we don't have time now, but is there a rights issue with his movies? And the reason I say that is, you know, when you're looking for movies, whether it's like a Netflix or even like the old ones, the classics, I never see like a promo for an Elvis movie.
But if you've, unless you've searched for them, it's probably not.
You got to search specifically.
So then now it's in your algorithm, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to talk to that Al about that whole thing. That, Mr. Garithm. Can I get him online?
He's done more than Al Gore. Does he?
Wait a second.
He invented
the one. Invented the other.
Oh, wow.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Yeah, there's actually more news. We'll probably talk about it. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we want to remind you that, there's no need to ever miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. And you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. SCOTUS has ruled, at least temporarily, granted a request from President Donald Trump's administration to override a lower court, basically meaning that, yes, ICE can continue to arrest illegal aliens in sanctuary city, Los Angeles.
What a concept.
And as Trump had said, I think he was actually referring to Chicago when he's questioned about it, this is common sense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
we want to get bad guys out of here, and we want to stop crime. You know, same thing in Chicago. That is underway now, and I'm sure they're going to have a ton of arrests. They're going to get a bunch of bad people off the streets, and who could disagree with that? You want bad people walking around. You clearly didn't see the video of the Ukrainian girl that was killed on the train in Charlotte, North Carolina, by this guy that just, for no apparent reason, just takes out a pocket knife, nothing huge, not a machete, and he stabs her in the neck 3 times, kills her. It's like she was like 23 years old. This guy had a long history. All kinds of, even his mom said he should have been locked up a long time ago. And as part of that was cashless bail. Part of that is a criminal justice system, depending on the jurisdiction. You know, this is a type of person that should have been locked up, locked away. When your own mother says that, you know?
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we've been talking about that quite a bit this morning because it's so horrific. It's so horrendous. And you try to say, okay, what can we learn from that? Greg and I were talking about it. And then we have the sheriff on from Gilchrist County, Sheriff Bobby Schultz, and talking about situational awareness, what you can do, you know. And a lot of it's just, you know, you've got to put the phone down. You've got to actually look around and pay attention to what you're doing. Now, there is a thing about people with mental illness not making too much eye contact with them. You can, trigger something. So you have to be careful of that. But you still need to do your own, like, looking around and try to, you know, find a spot where you feel like there's some level of security, that you're going to have some warning if something does occur. But this girl sat right in front of the guy who ended up murdering her, and she was oblivious. I mean, that's how it appeared, just like so many people, you know, oblivious, thinking about your life. I mean, apparently she's a pretty smart girl. I mean, she speaks fluent English and did that in just a couple of years. That's pretty, that's something to be said about that right there. And Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Roy, you're on the air.
Well, first of all, it's unfortunate, but it seems like the Democratic Party does not want only law-abiding citizens. They want the criminals. I don't understand that. But, yes, I agree. You know, you do have to be aware of your situations and your surroundings. Basically, even if you're not staying constantly vigilant, at least stay partially anyways. But, yeah, it's a bad situation. I feel for the family of that girl.
Yeah. No, it's...
It is sad.
But again, and all you can do is say, okay, what? This is interesting. You know why? Because, you know, the first thing the Democrats call for gun control, if somebody's, you know, if the shots are fired, whatever, oh, yeah, they call for gun control. But on this one, you can actually go back and say, okay, what could we have done different? Mm-hmm. What could we have done better? And obviously, there's things that she could have done. But before that, what else could we have done? How about keeping that guy in jail?
Yeah, she should have been fine because he shouldn't have been there. She
right.
should have. Yeah.
So, again, how come they're not clamoring for that? You know, and as you know, as he just said, it seems like the Democrats must be for the criminals. Yeah. I mean, they're actively defending criminal activity. Actively. If this is not a wake-up call, if this is not, you know, the most obvious thing that party has long left you, okay, yeah, when granddad was around, maybe even daddy, that party has really gone crazy kooky off the left, man. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
And I'll take anybody on who tries to defend them saying that they're not run by a bunch of far leftist wackadoodles, man. They are.
They're all 180 degrees from where they were, say, 15 or 20 years ago.
Yep. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Three quick points. Number one, I used to, as you may hear from my accent, I grew up in New York City. When I would ride the New York City subways, I would always sit in the car with the conductor because they always had the radio comms to the motorman that would be able to get the city police. and you always sit with your back to the wall. I mean, it's unfortunate that woman, I mean, again, she was on her cell phone, probably just thinking about her day and what she was going to do that evening and just wasn't aware of her situational awareness. That's point one. Point two, it's amazing that now they're not talking about the Democrats, kind of on your point. But where are the red flag laws for the people with the pocket knives? Where are the pocket knives banning pocket knife free zone on the subways, you know, like they do with the guns? You know, once again, it's the tool, it's the mentality of the person, not the implement that they're using to cause the harm. And then lastly, it's also amazing that nobody's raising the issue, and it's not an issue in this issue. The guy just was an emotionally disturbed person. That, oh, it was a black person that hated a white person. It's, you know, we're not bringing any race into it. And the Democrats, when it's the reverse, always bring the race into it. So I think it's a very unfortunate situation, made particularly pointed that she was trying to escape a war-torn country only to get murdered here in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add. I said she probably had a feeling of safety leaving a war-torn nation where buildings are blowing up and people are dying, and now finally she escaped and made it to America, the land of the free, only to her demise way too young in life. Yeah. And also to your point, not only do the Democrats play that race card when it's convenient and then absolutely forget about it when it's not, they've gone even further now. You got Brian Stelter, that bozo from CNN, saying that MAGA is just using this story as a political symbol and stoking racism.
Wow. Pot kettle here.
I'm going to speak for all conservatives right now. You ready?
Yeah.
We don't like crime.
Nope.
We don't like when criminals get out of jail early. We don't like when they get a no bail.
Mm-hmm.
We're against all of that.
Yep.
And
we don't care what color they are.
Absolutely not.
In fact, we're not the party that's always bringing up race.
Yeah. Do you think her parents are going, man, you know, we were so hoping that it would have been, you know, this Puerto Rican Jew.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, our daughter's gone.
Exactly.
And it was a madman who murdered her with a long mental health track record and a criminal track record. He had no business being on the streets.
Mm-mm.
And yet there he was. And I know it sounds political, but you know what? It is. It's the Democrats' fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an oversimplification. That's a direct exactly the way it is, actualization.
That's where these judges come from. That's where the prosecutors that aren't doing their job come from. You can just follow the line, and there you are.
Yeah. And I was going to, depending on where we're at on time, I mentioned Brian Stelter from CNN, one of the bozo, former bozo, Don Lemon. Remember him? So he tries to do this man on the street thing, which I got to tell you, Tucker would have some people, they were great at that. Jesse Waters got to start basically doing that for Bill O'Reilly. Man on the street stuff can really be fun. But it just depends. Because Don Lemon was branded a blanking moron during a 10th Street confrontation with a passerby in New York City. And I'll tell you kind of how that spiraled out of control. Let's go to Shep. You're on the air.
Well, guys, you know, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned, but I left New York City, the urban cesspool, in 1973. And I used to hear the old people talk at the time that back in the day, we're talking the 1920s, 30s, 40s, that if a police officer saw you doing something you shouldn't be doing, like, you know, breaking into a car or something, that they grab you by the collar, crack you over the skull a few times, and say, hey, you're not supposed to do that. But the thing is, now people are crying police brutality. I would love to hear from any police officer that's out there, don't you think it's time that maybe we brought back a little bit of that police brutality? That's all I got to say. See ya.
Brutality by its very term.
Yeah, I don't want to go that far, but
yeah.
We get the point.
How about, you know, strong, decisive interaction with a perp.
Or, like you said, don't let them back out. The cops are doing their job.
That's a great point.
They're the frustrated ones because they keep arresting the same people. Well, again, New York, the 63 people have committed 5,000 crimes of 63 people.
Yeah.
Come on.
What Shep was referring to is, the old broken window concept.
Uh-huh.
Bust the kid breaking windows, and you may thwart a whole bunch of crime down the road.
Yep.
All right. Plenty more where that came from. We'll get your calls in there on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 8:51, and there is plenty to talk about, my friends, and we are going to get to all that. Just a quick friendly reminder to listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. All right. We've been talking about crime and punishment, or the lack thereof. Plenty of crime, not on the punishment side. The example given was this obviously a mentally deranged human being takes a pocket knife, stabs a 23-year-old Ukrainian woman to death on a train in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm. Unacceptable on so many different levels. But this guy had a long track record, and yes, he was one of those guys that got out of jail without having to post any kind of bond or bail. Now, that system absolutely has to go. Why would Democrats fight that? It's unbelievable. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and AP, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. So the situation you just explained is going to back up my opinion. My opinion is that a lot of people get locked up. But I think as a community, we fail to realize that 95% of those who are incarcerated are going to be released. So just say even if this guy get locked up in jail, he serves his time. It was like a smaller crime, right, that was going to get him released later on in the future. And just think about this. Being locked up in a place, it's kind of like locking a dog up in the backyard on a chain and then exposing him to negative exposure every time he's still human. Just say you have the human throw water at them, kick dirt at them, stomp at them. By the time you let that dog off the chain, the dog going to be worse. It's going to attack humans. It's going to be bad for society, right? And that's what's happening during incarceration is you lock this guy up and you put him around other crazy people, right, for like 5 years, and then you release him. So at some point, we got to understand as a society that we have to do something because most of these people are getting out. What are we putting in? What type of exposures are we putting in these places or these just say jails and prisons that will release these people in a better state, hopefully, because 95% of them getting out. And that is my interpretation of what's been happening in America for the past 30 years when we start getting tough on crime, but we didn't understand the sociological aspect of incarceration, which is institutionalism, right? You institutionalize somebody, and if you don't do it correctly because they're in a controlled environment, you can manipulate minds. That's how the army and the service do it. They control your environment. They turn you to another person for the benefit of America through war. So that's what's been happening, in my opinion. And if we don't address this issue, if we don't put money towards it because we like to punish them, yes, that's the first step. But the next step is conditioning. And if we continue to not condition these people to be better citizens when they're released,
and how do you do? And how do you do that? How do you teach them to be better citizens while they're incarcerated?
Well, during incarceration, like I said, it's a controlled environment. So, matter of fact, I've been through incarceration. I spent 11 and a half years in incarceration. I had 12 year sentence and 10 years probation. I got out. I'm not working at North Florida Hospital as an MRI technologist because I broke some barriers. I also helped create a program for formerly incarcerated students at Santa Fe College called Freedom to Learn. You can look it up. Agent Price is my real name. So I know how to do these things. And people want to do these things, set these programs up in incarceration, just to like education. That's one thing. Education is a big because
Do the people incarcerated take advantage of the opportunities they have, whether education or maybe learning a trade or a skill?
So the thing about it is nothing in there. I mean, they may tell you it's things in there. I spent 11 and a half years in there. I wanted to do it, you know. I went through an electrical program as soon as I got incarcerated. I went through an electrical wiring program. That electrical wiring program didn't translate out in society because it didn't count. It was just kind of like a certificate that, hey, you did something good in life.
Wow. Well, we're running out of time, so we can't continue this dialogue, but some interesting stuff, and I'm going to try to address some of it in the next hour right here on The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.